Every woman's dream is to grow old with the groom of your youth. But not all of us are dealt that hand for whatever reason. And I suppose one of the advantages of marrying at midlife is that you know what you want, what you'll put up with, what you won't, what you want, what you don't. And if you don't want to go there, you just don't. You can cut through issues pretty rapidly. And we married a few months later. He saw the vision of this ministry, Marriage Matters. And I laughed in his face. He said, Lynn, think about it. Death, divorce, male, female, psychology, theology. We lived hundreds of miles apart. We had never met. God can use us. And I laughed at him. And I said, Jerry, you don't understand the rules. I know the rules. I told him, I said, you didn't become a Christian until you were 16. You grew up inner city St. Louis. There's nothing wrong with that. But I grew up in the Bible Belt of the Midwest. As they say, I wasn't born on the church pew, but I got there really fast. Oh, I had taught ladies' classes, retreats for years. But when I was dumped, I'm divorced, but when I was dumped, I took a vow of silence. Why? Because I knew what the rules say. The rules say divorced people have no voice. The rules say, spoken or unspoken, that divorced women on their very best day are secondary citizens. Because the rules say that if the wife does it right, the husband will do it right. And if he messes up, she messed up somewhere big time. So I had taken a vow of silence in the religious arena. How dare I speak again? But those of you that know Jerry know he's never been one to live by rules. He lives by his God, by his heart, by his faith. He said, Lynn, please think about this, pray about this. I did a lot of intense soul searching, and finally I decided if God could use a donkey, maybe he could use a divorced woman called Lynn.